You may be seated in this place tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Kings chapter number 19, verses 1 through 4. After your great accomplishment,
watch out
for the attack. I wonder tonight if, or should I say when, you begin to take inventory of your life. And as you begin to take inventory of your life and what's really going on in your life, you ask yourself, how can this be? I'm educated, but I'm unemployed. How can that be? I'm a loving person, but I'm lonely. How can that be? I'm employed, but I'm struggling to pay my bills. I don't understand that. I don't understand how I can be saved, but at the same time, I'm struggling with some stuff in my life. It seems to me that life is just full of contradictions. You know, life is this journey where what's supposed to be going on, sometimes the opposite is going on.
Yes.
At least it is in my life. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Because it seems like if I'm doing this, God should meet me right here and like this. But God sometimes don't play right. God sometimes will send you a place, and as you go there, it seems like God forget to come with you. You know, so we find ourselves and our lives is just contradicting what the Word says. The Bible says that listen to this now. This is what the Bible says. When I go to do good, evil is always present. So what God is saying to you and I is that yes, you're going to forever be a struggler on this earth. But what's going on the outside is not as important as what's going on the inside of me. I'm just full of contradiction. Inside of me, there's a mixed message all the time. I'm talking about you too. I'm just saying me. Inside of you, you're praying, asking God for something, but at the same time, you don't believe the God that you're asking for. Inside of you, you're saying, I got peace, but outside, everything is all twisted all around you. What is going on in my life? When the Bible says, whenever I try to do good, evil is always present. Now, I realize evil is always present, but the preacher told me that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But what God is up to is trying to get the he that is inside of me to show himself. So God will always put you to the test. About those scriptures that you quoted, because one day you're going to have to put up or shut up. One day you're going to have to prove all things. One day you're going to have to say I'm healed even though you got a lump in your breast. One day God is going to put you to the test. You got to be ready for that day. You got to be ready. I want to point out to you three things, characteristics of the prophet. Three pitfalls that he found himself in. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Elijah before I identify that. Now, as I said earlier, Elijah in chapter number 18, he was on the top of Mount Carmel. He was up there because the people turned away from God. When the people turned away from God, he said, why are you turning away from God to follow Baal? Now, Baal is a little god. Baal is your Sunday morning stuff you like to do. Baal is the habits that we have. You know, I'm going to get my hair done every Thursday. That's religion, folks. Anything that you do on the regular, you religious about it. God don't want your religion. He wants your spirituality. And you got to understand about yourself, as I always tell you, you bipolar. You got to be natural, but be able to jump out of the natural into the supernatural. I jump out of the natural into the supernatural, then I'm ready to fight. So here he is on top of Mount Carmel. So he says to them, you call your God, I'm going to call my God, and we're going to see who is really God.
That's right, that's right.
They call their God, and there they are all day long. Baal!
All day.
Baal! And they screaming and screaming, and Elijah says, scream a little louder. Maybe he's sleep. Maybe he's on a jerk. And so they keep on screaming, because it's not moving.
That's right.
All they asked the God to do was to start a fire. You got to get it. All that God has to do is start a fire. They come to the altar, cut up the cow, lay in there, and then listen to this. Elijah says, put everything on the altar with the exception of the fire. Remember that. Everything but the fire. And so they call it, no fire. He says, scream louder, no fire. Maybe your God went on a journey, no fire. He says, that's enough.
That's enough.
Let me call my God. Have you ever been down and out and called your God? Won't your God show up? Won't God do something that your money can't do, that your job can't do, that your friend can't do, that your connection can't do? Won't God show up in your life? And so they begin to scream. It didn't work. So he says, I'm going to call my God. And now watch what he does. He's sitting at the altar and he says, now before I call my God, he says, I'm going to take the wood and I'm going to pour some water on the wood. Now Sammy is a country boy. So he know that wood can't burn if it's wet.
That's right.
Don't you tell me what my God can do.
Yeah.
I don't care what it looks like. Don't you tell me what you saw. Because I heard he'll make a way out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Don't you tell me what it looks like. Because I heard that here's my bridge over troubled water. Don't you tell me what it looks like. I heard.
Yeah.
I heard he's able.
Yeah.
So he says, put some water on it. And I can only imagine they sitting there saying, now look at this fool. Gonna put some water on some wood, expecting the wood to burn. It ain't gonna happen in the natural. But God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't you tell me what you see. Don't you tell me what you think. Don't you tell me what you project the outcome to be, because you don't know my daddy. If you knew my daddy, he'll take his little checkbook and every bill will be paid and some left over. Don't you tell me what my daddy would do.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And he says, God in heaven.
Do you, God?
And all of a sudden,
show up and show out.
Fire came.
Yeah.
It's something about God.
Yeah.
You can search throughout the world.
Yeah.
Every time you want to see God, follow the fire.
Yeah.
On the day of Pentecost, follow the fire. Throughout the Old Testament, he was God. Now, follow the fire. I wish God would drop some fire in this place and just set us on fire. I wish God would give us a fresh anointing. I wish God would give us a fresh spirit. Just pour down, rain down the fire upon me, Lord. Just rain down. And everything that's not like you, burn it up. Burn it up. Burn it up. Burn it up. I want more of you. Burn it up. If it's not you, burn it up. I want more. I want more. And so the fire started. When the fire started, Elijah says, now round them all 400 of them, and bring them with me. They brought them with him, and he killed all 400 of them. Now this Elijah now, and so now he's on top of the world. And the next day, Jezebel, Jezebel sends a message, and she says, you got 24
hours
to leave.
All right.
Yeah.
The same way you give the Lord your promise, I'm going to heal you.
All right, now. Want to go out? Run for your life.
And he ran. Here's the three characteristics of the prophet. Number one, his mentality is wrong. The way he's thinking is wrong. The battlefield is always the mind. He was so out of it, he got depressed.
My God.
Well, how can you be a preacher and depressed? Because if you're a preacher, you're standing up here talking about how wonderful God is, you should have no problems whatsoever. Let me come down to you. How can you be a Christian and you don't believe the God that you're praying to? It makes no difference the platform you're on. All of us going through something. I don't care who you are. Everybody's going through something. It's not just you going through. You got to come out on the other side. You got to put your hand in the hand of a master. His mindset was wrong. Now watch this. So that's why the Bible declares, let this mind be in me. That was also in Christ Jesus. Now I had to study that thing, because that confused me. Let this mind be in me. Why would I want my mind to be in me, which is also in Christ Jesus? Why can't I just put it in Christ? And so the revelation behind that is this. Mind, I'll let you stay in here, but I got to bring you under authority. You can only think what I tell you to think. I don't care what you see. I didn't tell you to think that. I told you my God is your supply. All this needs. Stop looking over there. I told you. Your daddy will make a way out of no way. Stop looking over there. I told you what God would do. So in essence, what he's saying is that, mind, I need to talk to you. Because you trip sometimes. You go to wondering. You go to thinking about stuff. Your imagination is too great for me. And so because I don't talk to you, your imagination takes you in the wrong place. Every now and then, I don't know about you, but I have to talk to myself. I have to calm me down.
You're right.
And I ain't crazy.
Uh-huh.
No, don't count that. But what about that negative, don't you count that. Because that's not important. All I need for you to do is just seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. All them other words, I'll take care of that. You need some money, I'll take care of that. You need a friend, I'll take care of that. You need a job, I'll take care of that. You need this, I'll take care of that too. Just seek me.
Amen.
His man was wrong.
Seek him.
And so Elijah says, listen, I'm the only one. Really?
Oh my God.
Don't you just love super spiritual people?
What you say?
Who think if they don't do it,
my God,
it can't be done.
My God.
Okay, fool. You think that you're that important
my God.
To me.
Yes.
The same God that you praying to is the same God that I know. Don't you think that I need you to access my God for me? That's what the cross did. He ripped that thing down. I can go to him by myself. I don't need no man to get to God for me. You can pray for me if you want to, but if you get tired, I'll pray for myself. You can bless me if you want to, but when you get tired, I'll bless myself.
My God.
He says, look, arrogant man.
Look, arrogant man.
I have 7,000 people
that you don't even know about.
That has
never bowed. Yes, sir. Never bowed. Yes.
See, just because you don't know your neighbor,
that's right,
doesn't mean your neighbor don't have a testimony.
That's right.
They just ain't released it
that's
to
right.
you yet. Because if they told you
Jesus.
The hell that they've been through,
Jesus.
You don't want to sit by them.
Jesus.
Because the same God that is sitting right here, James, if I knew where James came from, oh no, he couldn't work in this church. But God like them nasty and ugly. He like them with some ugly stuff going on. Because he can use them. Because you realize, ain't nobody did this thing but God. Ain't nobody brought you out but God. All y'all keep folks who don't have nothing to do with this fuck. I didn't say you, but all y'all have been rough and went through something. Don't let your mouth fool you.
Thank you, Jesus.
His mentality was wrong.
Thank you for your word, God.
His mouth was wrong.
Thank you for your word, God.
And his memory.
Thank you for
it. Was wrong.
Thank you, Lord.
How soon do we forget what God has done for me? How soon do we forget the mountains and the valleys that he brought us through? How soon do you forget just how good God not has been but is to you? I'm talking about right now. That ought to make you have a right now prayer. I'm talking about God yesterday. I'm talking about God. Just what God has done. So now Elijah finds himself. He wants to die. Because this woman sent a message. And so he says, that's enough, God.
My God.
Don't tell God that for me.
And the truth is, when confessions start,
my God,
I think I said that to God too. You ever found yourself going through a whole lot?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When?
Yes, sir.
How much more?
How much more?
I'm just being serious.
How much?
And you don't say it out loud. You just think.
Yes.
Now that's enough, God. Now that's enough. Now that's just enough. Not one more thing. And here one more thing.
Yes, Lord.
If it ain't
one thing.
It's
enough.
It's enough. So Elijah wanted to die.
Yes.
Listen to this. Instead of wanting to die physically, why don't we die to his will? Back to Revelation.
Yes, sir.
When you say, God, I want this thing to be open, why don't you just say, Lord, for me, it's open. I'm stepping up. I'm casting all my cares upon you because you care about me. I'm checking out of this thing. You do with it what you please. You do with me in the process what you please. Because I'm done with it. And when you realize that you're done with it, what you understand is that God had it all along. He had it all along. Elijah wanted to die, but that was a selfish thing. Because the answer was for him to die. And to place all his trust in God. See, the issue is that most of the time, when we're going through something, we try to wrap our mind around something. We need to understand what's going on. But what God is saying is that I didn't ask you to understand it. I asked you to trust me.
Yes.
See, because sometimes trust is blind faith.
Yes, sir.
I can't see.
How
you going to do that? And he says, good. I don't need you to see it. Because if I showed it to you, you'll run ahead of me and try to make it happen before time. Has God ever gave you just a little glimpse of where he was going to take you through? And then when God says, now I'm going to bring you out, and you got just a little picture of it, and there you go trying to get ahead of God, and you mess the thing up, and God said, we're going to start this thing all over again. You're not going to move out not one second before I release you. After your greatest achievement, watch out for the attack. Because the attack will always come. It is then that you drop your guard. Let me give you two things in closing. Number one, the God that Elijah's talking about, the same God that he is now trying to really run from, the God that is the God of my high places is also the God of my hiccups.
All right.
The same God that is the God when I'm on top of the world is the same God when I make a mistake. My hiccups, when it didn't come out right, and it didn't show itself right, and I made a boo-boo on that one. The same God is still there. He hasn't changed. He says, what you want me to do on the mountaintop or when you have a hiccup, I'm still God. I'm still able. I still can make a way. I'm still bridge over troubled water. I'm still a lawyer in the courtroom. I'm still a doctor. I'm still favoring you. What you want me to be? The same God. Listen to number two. Number two, listen to this. The same God that Elijah met on the mountaintop is the same God that is waiting for him to get through his mess. He's still loving. God, do you know where I am? Yes, I do. And I still love you. God, do you know the misery? Yes, I do. And I still love you. But do you still want me? He says, just come on home. Just come on home. Just come. I know what you've been through. I know where you are. But come on home. I got some love for you. If you just come back home, he says, I'll cover you. I'll cover you. I'll cover you. for you.
Yes.
I'll cover you.
Thank you.
Elijah was on the run. Elijah was on the run. He ran into Elisha,
uh-huh.
a young Rudy Poole,
uh-huh. yes.
coming up strong in the ministry.
Yes. So
you've got to be careful when you begin to look at people according to their age. See, when Elijah met Elisha,
uh-huh.
he took off his garment.
He passed the mantle. Now he passed the mantle.
He covered him
yes, he did.
In his mantle.
Yes.
In other words, he was saying, I'm transferring the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Elijah said to Elisha, he says, what you want? He says, I want a double
yes,
portion. You don't hear me tonight. He says, I want a double portion. He said, boy, what you ask for is hard.
Baby, it's hard.
He said, that's hard.
Yes, it is, guys.
That's hard. A double portion. He says, I tell you what. He says, if you see me when I sin, you can have it. But if you don't, you can't have it. Now, you do know that, right?
You
knew God just raptured him right on up. Right on up. Oh, everybody got to die. No, baby. Not like that. Because my Bible tells me when I jumped in this water and I came up, he says, that was my death. If Jesus come right now, I don't got to die to see him. I'm getting caught up. I'm going with it. Because the cross took it away from me. Some things I don't have to experience fear because the cross took it away from me. Some things I don't have to experience being broke because the cross took it away from me. It may not be in this count, but it's there, baby.
All right.
He says,
amen.
I want a double portion.
Yeah.
And God
my God.
And he pulled him right up.
Yeah, amen.
And he has a double portion.
Yeah.
Watch this. God is the God of grace to the next generation.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know you don't get that.
Yes.
Because how can Pookie and Ray Ray, who's sitting in the back of the church tonight, your children, how can they have a calling on their life? Because they don't look like it. They're not supposed to look like what you think.
All right.
God don't need for them to
yes,
look like you. It's okay if their jeans is baggy.
Uh-huh.
God knew that too. It's okay if they got dreads. God can use that
yes.
too. It's okay if they got tattoos and everything else.
Yes,
God can use that
yes.
too.
Yes,
perfect.
Yes,
when
sir.
You were perfect in your generation, that's why you have children raised by another child. Because you weren't perfect. But God says, I'm a generational and a grace God.
Hey. Hallelujah.
I'm passing it on.
Hallelujah.
From one generation
grace.
To the next.
Yeah.
If you only knew your child, it would scare you. If you knew your child, it would scare you.
Jesus.
Stop looking and saying, this is on your report card. This is what you did. No, no, no. That's not your child.
That's right.
That's just a reflection
Woo.
Of somebody acting out.
Yeah.
That's not your child.
My God.
You got to go a little deeper. Because the Bible says, train up the child the way that he
Jesus.
Should go. When he get old, he went out. That's your child. The one that you train, that's your child. If you put a word in him, he's going to stand
My
on
God.
Top. He may be 59 and a half, but he or she going to stand
My
on the word.
God.
You got to know your child.
Yeah.
After your greatest accomplishment.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Watch out for the attack.
Yes.
Have you been blessed
yes,
tonight?
Sir.
Have you been blessed
yes,
tonight?
Yes,
give the Lord a hand up of praise tonight. Give him some praise tonight. Give him some praise tonight. Give him some praise. He's worthy. Give him some praise.